Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous year. We saw the Rambam, who says that a father is believed about his daughter before she becomes a bogeres, to say she's mekudeshes, she's aser to everybody. We saw the kashas of the Or Sameach. First of all, why isn't that a father believed al tzeid echad? Just like Abai says that eid echad is believed to say that your wife was mezana, the father should also believe the al tzeid echad, as we discussed in the previous year. And also, we have those shitas of the Rishonim, Tosis, and the Rush, that a person has ne'amanus, even if it's no longer biyado, as long as it was once biyado, a person has ne'amanus. Even though it's no longer biyado for the father to marry off his daughter, since once it was biyado, he should have ne'amanus. So why is the father not believed to say that he was mekadesh and bizman shehaya biyado? Those are the two kashas. We saw a mahalach in the previous year, but we said it doesn't go with all the Rishonim, that Abai and Rav are really arguing on whether b'chalal it's a dover shebe'erva. Abai holds ishto zins is not a dover shebe'erva, and therefore it's not going to tell us anything about the father saying his daughter is mekudeshes or not. But the Rishonim don't hold like that. The Rishonim holds saying your wife was mezana is a dover shebe'erva. The machlokas Abai and Rav is, does dover shebe'erva require one or two? So we're left back to the drawing board, as they say in the classics. So in order to answer this, we again are going to be basing ourselves in the Torah of the great Gaon, Rav Yeruchim Varhaftig, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and this is in his Beis Yeruchim. He's a vast collection of Chedushei Torah. Most, if not all, of his firm have the word Yeruchim in them, so that's a good a signpost. You're looking for Rav Yeruchim, so look for his firm with the word Yeruchim in them. And he starts to resolve this by bringing the Shmaitza. The Shmaitza in Perek Vav, and the Shmaitza Vav, Perek Tes Vav, which we already had a share on this years ago, on this Shmaitza, but I'm assuming that if you heard it, you don't remember it, because frankly, I don't. So maybe you do. The Shmaitza Vav, Perek Tes Vav, brings the Tosis Rid in Perek HaOmer, who writes as follows. V'meir alish shenishbeis al shigrusha v'rotza l'posa l'kuhuna havadar shebe'erva k'demuchach b'shmaitzen. That if a person's made on a woman that she was a shivuya, or that she's a grusha, and he wants to passel her l'kuhuna, that's a davar shebe'erva k'demuchach b'shmaitzen. That is considered a matter of erva, as we see in our sugya. And therefore, you're going to need two edim, that if a man wants to say about a woman that she's a shvuya or a grusha, and pasul l'kahuna, it's davar shebe'erva, and ein davar shebe'erva pachos mishnayim. That's a Tosis Rid in Kedushin on 66a. However, the Tosis Rid was Seisim Tvarav, and he didn't tell us how he knows this from the sugya. From Vanin Vaistis. How do you know this, Rabbi Tosis Rid? So the job of the Shemaitza is to explain. Baruch Hashem, Shemaitza works hard, and he does it for free. You're not paying him a salary, and he's explaining Torah to you. It's mamish. It's unbelievable how it works. So the sugya is the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin and of Samach Vav Amud Beis, the Machlokes of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. The Machlokes of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. And the Shakla V'Tarya that they have over there, that it's mashma that a ben grushin, a ben chalutza, l'posel l'kahuna, havalei darvisha be'erva b'yishnaim. How do you see that? So let's see it inside. Gemara says, Amar Rav Mana Minala. From where do I learn that eid echad ameir alisha shezinsa, even though the husband remains silent, the aid is not Naaman. This none. I'm going to prove it from a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Maisa b'megura shel diskis shebiyavne. An incident once occurred involving the pool of Diskim, in the town of Yavne. The name of a person who lived in Yavne, or a certain place within Yavne. Shaiso medes b'cheska shlema, the pool which was being used as a mikvah was presumed to be full, i.e., at some earlier point in time, it was determined to contain 40 saw of water. And the legal presumption was that this had not changed. Umadidu, when it was measured, v'nimsas chaser, when it was found to be lacking the amount of water dropped below 40 saw. All the tires that were previously prepared on its basis, Rabbi Tarfon ruled that they were tar, Rabbi Kiva ruled they were tame. Rabbi Tarfon assumed that the mikvah was shalim, Rabbi Kiva assumed that it wasn't. I'm Rabbi Tarfon, mikvah zeh
b'cheska shalim hayal made.
Rabbi Tarfon says the mikveh is presumed to be full. Misafik atabala chasro, because of doubt that you have, you're coming to rule it was lacking. Al techasaren misafik. Don't consider it lacking because of doubt. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back, Adam zeh b'cheskes tameh hayom hu omid. This person immersed in the mikveh is presumed to be tameh. Misafik atabala taro, because of doubt you're coming to render him tar. Altatarenu misafik. Don't be matire him because of doubt. So now they're going to each use an analogy to support their claim. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, mashal lo made a makor v'agabim is beach. We have a mashal to a person, a kohen, who is standing and offering korbanos on the altar on the mizbeach. V'nod lo sheben gush ben v'nod sheben gush ben chalutza. When it became known through testimony that he was the son of a divorcee or the son of a chalutz and therefore a disqualified kohen. Shavadasuk Sheira, in such a situation, the law is that the service he performed previously is considered valid, so too. The same idea applies in the case of the mikvah, even though it's now known that the mikvah is lacking 40 saw, the person who immersed in it previously is nevertheless to be considered tar. Just like somebody who finds out he's a Ben Gurusha Ben Chalutza. So too, somebody who went into the mikvah and he found out that now it's chaser, doesn't matter, he's considered tar. So this is very, very difficult to shtel, but we're not going to get into it. The Rishonim get into it, the Achronim get into it. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said back, Moshe lo amiru makar b'agabim zbeach, no. It's like somebody who's standing and offering sacrifices on the mizbeach. When it became known that he was blemished, shavadas psula. So, in such a situation, halacha is that the service that he performed previously is disqualified. So too, the same applies in the case of the mikvah. Once it's found that the mikvah lacks 40 saw, the man who immersed in it earlier must be considered tameh. I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Tarfon says Rabbi Akiva, atam the misa l'baal mum. You compare this person who immersed in the mikvah to be a blemished kohen. You compared it, the person who immersed in the mikvah, to a blemished kohen, to a balmum. And I compared him to the son of a divorcee, or the son of a chalutza. Let's see, it was really comparable. If he's comparable to the son of a divorcee, or the son of a chalutza, then we'll judge him as we would the son of a divorcee, or the son of a chalutza. We'll rule that his emerging was valid, and he was tar. If, on the other hand, he's comparable to a blemished kohen, then we'll compare him to a blemished kohen that the immersion is invalid and he remained tame. Hischel Rabbi Akiva Ladun, Rabbi Akiva demand to demonstrate his case. Mikvah psula biyachid, the disqualification of a mikvah can come about through the testimony of one lone witness. Ubalmum psula biyachid, the disqualification of a blemished kohen can come about through one lone witness. Thus it's logical to judge the case of the mikvah the precedent of a blemished kohen. Bayachir ben Gurusha ben Chalutza Shapsula Bishnaim. And don't bring me for Ben Gurusha ben Chalutza, whose puzzle is Bishnaim. So now, Rava draws his proof. We're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. Hi, Balmum Shepsula Biyachid. Let's examine the Bryce's case of the blemished Kohen, whose psul is Biyachid with one lone witness. Hey, Chidami, what are the circumstances? Either Kamakhishle, if the Kohen is contradicting the witness and claiming that he is not blemished, mi mehemen. Would the witness really be believed? Most certainly not. A single witness is generally not believed when someone else contradicts him outright. Ayin b'shari yosher b'shar zayin osbeis. So if the guy is, the Kohen is contradicting the witness and claiming he's not blemished, he's not believed. Ela d'shasik. Rather, we must say that the Kohen remains silent when confronted by the witness. And that's why the Kohen's believed. And that's why the witness is believed. So now Rava continues. Remember, what's Rava trying to prove? Rava's trying to prove that Ishto Zinsa requires two Eidim. That was where this all started. Rava said, Minamina la. So that's him adducing proof to his position that a single witness can't establish a disqualification in Erva matters, even when no one contradicts him. So here we're talking about the blemish case, the mum case, where the Kohen remains silent when confronted by the witnesses, and for this reason the witness was believed. Now we can infer that a similar situation exists in the Bryce's case of the son of the Borsi or son of a Chalutza. In other words, in that case too, the Kohen remains silent when confronted by the witnesses. Rabbi Akiva contrasts the testimony needed to establish the mum to the testimony need to establish someone as a son of divorcee or son of a chalutza. So this contrast is only valid if he's comparing two like situations. So in the case of the blemished Kohen, Rabbi Akiva was the Kohen remains silent when confronted by the testimony. So it follows then that in the case of the Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, also silent. Udachavasaga Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, Deshasik. And the Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza is also silent. The Katani yet the Brisa says, Mikvah Psul B'Yachid, V'Almum Psul B'Yachid, V'Echuch Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza B'Shul B'Shnayim. The disqualification of Mikvah comes about through a long witness, and the disqualification of a blemished clothing comes about through a long witness. And let not the case of the son of the divorcee and the son of a Chalutza's disqualification comes about through two witnesses prove otherwise. We see then that a single witness could not establish a Kohen as being the son of a divorcee. Only two witnesses, even if the Kohen remains silent when the witness confronted him. This indicates that a single witness cannot affect a disqualification in matters of Erva, even when the person affected by the testimony remains silent. And this supports Rabba's position that even when the husband remains silent, the court doesn't accept the testimony of a single witness that his wife committed adultery. Yeah. So that's Divrei HaGemara. Umavur says the Shmaitza. The Ben Grusha. Uben Chalutza. Leposel Lekuna Deva Shaber Boishnaim. So we see from this Gemara that Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza, to passel him in Akahuna, is a Dabar Sheba Erva, and requires two. So Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza is a Dabar Sheba Erva, and requires two. And the Rava wants to say from there that also saying your wife was Mizan is a Dabar Sheba Erva and requires two. Weiter says the Shmaitza of our Rambam Kosev. What about the Rambam in the 16th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin in the 6th halacha? Zok the Rambam, Ein Sarach Shnei Eidim. Two Edomar say that he actually did it. But to be machzik in Isser, to say that this is Isser, their one aid is believed. So the Rambam says that an Eid Echad who says that this is Chelev, this is Kilei Kerem, she's a Grusha, she's a Zona, and then afterwards somebody ate this Chelev, he ate the Kilei Kerem, he was Boel this Grusha or Zona, if he's a Kohen. So he gets Malkus because the Isser is Beid Echad Yuchzok. Wait a second. Grusha or Zona? Grusha or Zona? One witness is enough. So this is not like the Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid wants to say from the Gemara, which seems to be what the Gemara is saying, that a ben grush and a ben chalutza is psula b'shnayim because it's a darvish be'erva. Here in the Rambam, you see grusha saying that a woman is a grusha is psula be'echad, not like the Tosis Rid. But now we run into a Rambam problem. Kevin the muchum mishas ben grush ben chalutza psula b'shnayim. I can't tell you the psula b'kabid the psula kahuna. The Shmaitz on the Rambam from the Sugin Kedushin's before that the Psul of Kuna is considered a Davish Berva, and it's only Alpi Shnai made them, like the Tosis Rid proves. And if so, how does the Rambam say that it's enough to have one? Kasha and the Rambam. So because of this, the Shemaita comes and says, "Is mechadesh." The Omnam Poliga Rambam al Tosis Rid, that in fact the Rambam dingsich mit the Tosis Rid. The Rambam argues with the Tosis Rid and holds that the pasul and the kahuna is not considered a darvish haberva. The pasul kahuna is not considered a darvish haberva. Rak ben grusha shiny shu pasul lekal kahuna mitolada the psula de gufo mashen kain zone of a grusha. Then it's have been mikre v'herich shem b'teirutzim chidusha gadol b'achi ayin sham. This is the lashon of the Beis Yeruchim. He quotes in Betamtzis the Mahalach of the Tosis Rid, the Mahalach of the Shemaitza, to answer up the Rambam. That the Shemaitza says, the Rambam holds that there's a difference between the two cases. That Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza Taka requires two. That's a Psula Kahal Kuna Mitolada Psula Begufo. And that's not like Zona and Grusha. Zona and Grusha, the Rambam says, is one. That's something that happened afterwards. So let's see what he says inside. L'chein nirlani ustaiti l'shono hazav shel Rabbeinu Baal HaShev Shmaitza. The Rambam svir lei b'meid alisha shenishbeis lab davar shebe'erevu. The Rambam holds that a woman who's taken captive is not considered a darvish be'erva. The afilu made zona ishazu eirechad nemal apostle menakula made alishanish beisavaleki made zona ishazu. Say she's a zona, it's not a darvish be'erva. Say she was taken cab, it's not a darvish be'erva. And that's why the Rambam says that grusha or zona ishazu is not a darvish be'erva. Afilu is chazik etera eirechad nemal neged chazaka l'das haRambam. Fima shekasev ashach b'daito. And even though a person is made on a woman, the pasul from Mishim Zona or Grusha, his edus is negative chazaka because she's becheskes ksheri lekahuna. It doesn't matter. Das shtert mir nicht, as they say in the Bahamas. Doesn't bother me. Because the Shach already writes, the Rambam holds that Eid Echad is Neman, even Neged Echazaka. And therefore he paskins that Neman the Plosel, even though the Eidus is Neged Echazkus Kashrus. Aye, Vahod ben Gusha ben Chalutza Psula Bishnayim. It's not because of Darbisha Be'erva. Vahod ben Gusha ben Chalutza Psula Bishnayim, Nira Delab Mishim Darbisha Be'erva. Dim Ken Havale Isha Zona O Grusha Nami Darbisha Be'erva Kamashkasa Vatoysis Rid. Vinil Fenino Das Ram, the Gusha Zona Lab Darbisha Be'ervu, Ve'er Echad Neman Ba, Kmo Bishari Surim. Ela the Ben Gusha Bechalutza, Kevin the Psula Begufa, Vumi Psule Kahuna, Kevin to Mipsule Kal Kahuna, Lazehu de Baishnaim. So, according to the Rambam, now we require two Eidim to pass the Kohen himself, Alt Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza, like we see in the Gemara, it's not Mitam that it's considered a Darvisha Be'erva. Because if we consider it a Darvisha Be'erva, so if a person's made on a woman herself, that she's a zoner, a grusha would be a darvisha be'erva, and that we can't say. But that's around the Rambam, it's lahedya that a woman herself, one eid is neman to say that she's a grusha or a zona. So al korchuch that it's not al darvisha be'erva that we require two eidim to passel the kohen himself, and the reason is that psulo begufo, we're passeling his guf, a psul haguf, and therefore he has a psul haguf. He's passel to the kahal kohuna. We require two witnesses. And then he brings a raya that we find this by a mamzer. Shekhen Ratzino Lenin Mamzer. Eid Echad is a nama to Pasalam Mikahal Yisrael. Fathers believed Alt Yakir, but not Stam Eid Echad. So Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. When someone else says Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, and he's only one witness, he's making a psul haguf, and because of that psul haguf, that he's now pasul the kahal kahuna. For that, you need two witnesses. So when it comes to this woman, that she's a zoner, a grusha, so you're testifying about a maisa that happened, so there one eid is enough. That's not considered a davisha be'erva. But to make a psul haguf that he was born a ben grusha or ben chalutza, and you want to pass him a kahal kahuna, there you need two witnesses, but not because of Darvisha Be'erva. Because saying he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza is not considered a Darvisha Be'erva. So how does this shtim with the Gemara? Because the whole mahalach of the Gemara is to prove that just like Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza requires two because of Darvisha Be'erva, so too when an aide says Ishto Zinsa, it would require two, because it's a Darvisha Be'erva. It's comparing two Darvisha Be'ervas. According to Mahalach of the Sheif Shmaitz, it's Bechal not a Darvisha Be'erva, saying that he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. So why does the fact that you need two witnesses prove anything about the Ishto Zinsa? So the Shmaitz deals with that, and we discussed that in our shir that we once gave. You can listen, you can look inside. Again, this is Shmaitz Vav, Perek Tes Vav. So we are going to see, though, how Rav Yeruchim explains the machlokas between the Tosis Rid and the Rambam. Ulam tzarech levar b'chalal estivrei Rambam halal u'kamokan estivrei Tosis Rid b'may pligi v'efshad v'lo pligi legamri. So what taka is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Tosis Rid? That the Tosis Rid says that it's a darvisha be'erva. Tosis Rid holds, proves from the Sugya and Gemara and Kedushin, that saying that your wife is a grusha and a psul lekahuna is a darvisha be'erva, vein darvisha be'erva pachas mishnayim. And the Rambam holds no. Saying that your wife is a grusha is not a darvisha be'erva, and you only need one witness, as the Rambam writes explicitly. Nearly Levar. So now we're going to get to Rabbi Yeruchim's Mahalach, and then we're going to answer, please God, that kasha that we asked in the previous shir. that the Rambam says that a father is believed to say that his daughter is married only before she becomes a Bogeris, but not after. Why not? Why isn't he believed al Eid Echad, that an Eid Echad is believed to say Ishto Zinsa according to Abaye? So you see that Eid Echad could be believed in Tavar Sheberva, so why isn't the father also believed al Eid Echad to say that his daughter is married? Al Eid Echad. So that was our kasha. So let's see. The Rambam, in the 24th parak of Hilchos Ishus, paskins like Rava. Da'amar lo ishto zinso eino ne'amon, because ein davar she'er v'pachas mishnayim. Somebody says your wife was mizaneh, not news that somebody wants to hear. He gets a text, your wife was mizaneh, rachmana litzlan. Doesn't believe the guy, he's not ne'amon. Ein davar she'er v'pachas mishnayim. U'mayishna isha zu zona ne'amon eid echad. Why is it different to say that a woman's a zona and one eid is believed about that? Let's say a woman sleeps with a guy, so she's the din of a zona, she's psula kahuna. One eid is believed about that. So why is one eid not believed to say ishto zinsa, but ishishu zona eid echad is believed? Hare lechora pasha tegabe ishto zinsa hare ba eid echad leser lebaila dezel dover sheberva mashkein inkein Ishizu zona dein labal elabala posa likuhuna asher zos loheva davar sheberva. L'choretz pashit, that when somebody says your wife is a zona to someone else, the eid echad is coming to ask her to her husband. That's a davar sheberva. When he says that this woman's a zona, she doesn't have a husband, he's just coming to pasul her min hakahuna, saying she's a zona, that she slept with a forbidden man, that's not considered a davar sheberva. That's what the Rambam holds. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says passing is like Rava, that when it comes to ishto zinsa, ainu ne'eman, ain davar she'er v'pachas mishnayim. But saying that a woman is a zona, one eid is ne'eman. How do we understand the Rambam? Because when it comes to the couple, he's answering her, this woman, to her husband. You need two ishto zinsa. You need two. That's the way the Rambam passes. But that a woman is a zona, not answering her to her husband, she doesn't have a husband, just answering her in the future to a future man, there one's enough. Ulam, that's the way the Shemaitza learns. Ulam areish lefarish tiver rama misha shu zu zona begavna domar hayush begavna da amar hayush shnei edim she isha zu zinsa dray de shnei edim halal unase zona. So we can explain differently. That when the Rambam says Ishishu Zona, what does the Rambam mean? It's talking about a case that there were two Edim. This person comes before us and he says, listen, there were two guys who witnessed this woman becoming a zona, and through these two witnesses she becomes a zona. It's not just me talking, two people saw it, and I'm just revealing the information, I'm just the messenger. So what he's basically doing is he's just being made on a chetichah di surah. He's saying that she was asked by these other two witnesses, and that's not a problem of ein davar she'er v'pachas mishnayim, because here we have shnayim, we have two edim saying that she was an erva, that she was she's a zona, and he's just being made about these two edim that she's a chetichah di surah. But two Edom witnesses, two Edom made Arizona, not him alone. And the Emes, the Rashba holds that in such a case, Ed Echad is Namanach B'davar Sheb'erva. So if you have one witness coming and telling us that two people witnessed a davar she'erva, two people witnessed a marriage, two people witnessed a divorce, believed, because they're originally two. The davar she'erva was made by the two, and he's just revealing that this is a chaticha d'isura. Zokt, the Rashba, Kiddushin, 65, Divar Mascham Leravashi, Hacha, Yermanis Kadashti, Bifne Shemaim, Hochulam Ladina Siam, Hoshemesu Nemenis, Danalo Kaptinan, Shadiskadish Bapi Sade, Became a Dummer Dahochi, Hovenen Menis, Umi, Wicker Milsal, Makaim, Makaimi Dover, Vodosa Kamoshaina, FOP, Shinemenis, Shiniskachalo. Says the Rashba, if a woman says, Niskadashti Bifne Shnaim, and these two gentlemen then went to Medina Sayyam, or they died, she's believed. Because we are only makbid that she should be miskadeshes in front of witnesses. And since she says this, she's nemenes. So they're the ones making it happen. We believe her, but it's the two witnesses who made it happen, and that's why her testimony is accepted. So that's the way he explains the Gemara there, the famous Gemara in Kedushin 65, which we've discussed at length in other shiurim. So when she says it about herself, she's believed. Certainly if one aide comes and says that she was miskadesh aside shnaim, he's believed. V'im neim ahachi, if we take this approach, then it could be that the Rambam doesn't really argue with the Tosfot, because the Rambam also holds that the pasul b'kahuna, l'kahuna, is a davar she'erva. But the Rambam is talking about a case where the eid echod is made that she became a zona through two eidim that saw that she was mizana. And we don't care that it's one aid, and davar she'erva requires two aidim. Because here it's miskayim through these two aidim. They saw she was mizana, and therefore it's through these two aidim that she becomes a zona. And this one aid is just telling us she's a chaticha d'isura through the two aidim. Lefikach yesh lefarish dein shum plukta bein atos ridla Rambam. Vadamasik haRambam belishnei b'ulch Sanhedrin avale iser atzma beid echad yuchzok v'chulei afo pisha ikar iser beid echad en kavanatsa shuhu heid ba'atzma shizinsa ki imda hayu shneidim shizinsa v'hadakari lei ikar ha'iser beid echad da'al yodum nizgala ha'iser da'a shnei eidim legamrei lo bo'u Lehai, legamri lobai lehai, tvidok. So when the Tosis Rid says that a person's made on a woman that she's a shvui or she's a grusha and he wants to pass her a little kahuna, it's a davar she'erva. That's his lashon, quoting his lashon. Made alisha shenishbeis, o she grusha rotzel posel kahuna. He himself is being made. He wants to pass her. That's a davar she'erva. And there ain't davar she'erva pachas mishnayim. If he's the only guy involved, then ain't a chinami. To say she's a shvui or a grusha, one aid is not to be believed. Just like The Gemara says, as the Shemaita brings, that to say Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza you need to. Because it really is. Sof Darva really is a Darva Shebe Erva. And the Tosis Rid holds that way, and therefore 1-8 isn't good. And the Rambam holds that way, that 1-8 isn't good. If 1-8 isn't good, what does it mean that the Isser Be'ed Echad Yuchzak? He says she's a Grusha Rizona. What does it mean Be'ed Echad Yuchzak? We said the Rambam says you need two. The answer is, the Rambam does say you need two. You need two who originally witnessed that she was a Grusha Rizona. And now this 1-8 is being made about those two. And therefore this woman is a Chatichat Yisura. And for the Kasha, what was our Kasha? Kasha was, why isn't the father believed, even after the girl is a Bogeres, that she's married? Teretz is. And what was the Kasha predicated on? What was the Kasha predicated on? Abaye, who holds that Af B'Davar Shebe'erva Eid Echad Neman. An Eid Echad is Neman Inu B'Davar Shebe'erva. That Ishto Zinsa. An Eid Echad is Neman. Great. But the Rambam paskins like Rava. And what does Rava hold? Rava holds that Eid Echad is not Neman. Rava holds for Ishto Zinsa you need two witnesses. And since for Ishto Zona you need two witnesses, because the Davar Shebe Erva, so to say that his daughter got engaged, his daughter was married, it's also a Davar Shebe Erva. For that you need two witnesses. So that's Pashut. And then we took that further and we made Shalom between the Tosis Rid and the Rambam. We understood originally Pashtus that according to the Rambam, to make a woman into a zona, you need 1-8. Because the Rambam says that Eser Atzmo Beit Echad Yuchzak. And what is that? What's an example of that? Grusha Zona Isha Zu. He's believed to say she's a Grusha Zona. 1-8 is enough. What do you mean 1-8 is enough? You, the Rambam, hold that Ein Davar Sheve Erva Pachos Mishnayim and Ishto Zinsa, you need 2-8 him. The answer is the Rambam would say, yeah, of course you need 2-8. I agree you need 2-8 him. This aid is being made about the two Edom. That the two Edom saw that she's a Grusha or a Zona. And therefore he agrees with the Tosis Rid. And made Alisha Shanishbe so she Grusha. Verotze the post lakluna is a Davar Shebe Erva. And this Davar Shebe Erva requires two witnesses. Just the Tosis Rid is talking about when there's only one witness, it's no good. The Rambam says one witness it is good is because those one witness said there were two witnesses. And obviously now we don't have to come on to the Hesber of the Shemites had a very interesting Hesber in the Gemara, because we asked how is the Rambam going to learn the Gemara if the Rambam holds that Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza is not a Davar Shebe Erva, because that's the way the Shemaitza wanted to learn that according to the Rambam, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is not a Davar Shebe Erva. The reason you need two witnesses is for different reasons, because it's psula should be your passing is goof. For that you need the two witnesses. The whole mahalach of the Gemara is to prove, Rav is trying to prove his point, that Davar Shebe Erva requires two witnesses. The answer is because the Rambam also holds that saying Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is a Davar Shebe Erva. And the Rambam would agree that you need two witnesses. When the Rambam says it's enough to have one witness, it's because it's saying the one witness saw the two witnesses. So that's beautiful. Wait, another kash of the Or Samech. The Darvish Shahaya Biyado. Something that was Biyado, the Rishonim say. Even though now it's not Biyado, we still Naman, because it was once. We discussed that in Rashmai Tashir. Because it was once Biyado. So why isn't the father Naman to say that he was Mekadesh her? When it was Biyado in the past, the Gemara says no longer Biyado. But it was once Biyado, that should be enough. So for that, Rabbi Yerucham says that Rashi was Metaretz. Samachemad Aleph in the Mishnah Kidashti of a Gerashtiak Shiktana. Farei Gedola, Rashi says, Mishagodla Achar Amar Kain. Ubikatnusa lo Amar. Einor Naman. In other words, he says when she's a Gedola, that he was Makadish and Megarisha when she was a Ktana. But Bikatnusa when she was a Ktana, he didn't say anything. He's not believed. Why did Rashi have to say Bikatnusa lo Amar? And the answer is that it's Mashma that Rashi was bothered by this Kasha. It was Biyado Bikatnusa. Therefore Rashi says, no, Bikatnusa he could have said. And if he could have said and he didn't say anything, he's not believed. Later on. Because Hani Mili, when do we say that if it was Biyado Naman, if he didn't have time? If he wasn't able originally to tell us. But if he was originally able to tell us and he didn't, then the Biyado doesn't help us anymore. When does the fact that it was once Biyado enable him afterwards to be believed? If he didn't have an opportunity originally to say when it was Biyado, now that it's no longer Biyado, but since he didn't originally have the opportunity, but originally it was in his hands, he had the power to do it himself. So we believe him later on also. Because of this Yisod of Biyado, which we've had Shiur and we have to have more Shiur and Belina there. But Biyado gives Nehmanas. But that's only when it was Biyado, we didn't have a chance to say. So then he's believed even afterwards, and it's no longer Biyado. When it's no longer Biyado, he's also believed on the past. But if when it was Biyado with the opportunity to say, and he didn't, he was Shosek, then when it's no longer Biyado, he's not believed anymore. So that's what Rashi's saying, Bekatnusa lo Amar. In other words, he had the opportunity to say when she was a Ketana. And he didn't. He had the opportunity to say she was married, and he didn't. He's not believed also afterwards when she's a Gedola. Okay, so this is Mamish Gevaldik, and there's loads more Torah to say, and we just ask God that he be in his Racham of Hamarubim, Chazdo HaGodol, that he should be Mezaka us in life, and in Simchas Chaim, and in the emotional, physical, and spiritual capacity to be able to continue giving the Shiurim, the financial means, everything we need in order la'avdo b'leiv shalem and to spread his Torah b'simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol, so we should all be zoche. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, and thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.